Queensland is once again dealing with a health crisis involving a foreign-trained doctor who has botched up to four operations. The doctor and two senior health officials have been stood down, and the state government has launched an inquiry into operations at Rockhampton Hospital. It comes just 6 months after former Bundaberg doctor Jayant Patel, the man dubbed Dr. Death, left Australia for good after an eight-year legal saga. Like Bundaberg, the Rockhampton case points to systemic problems in patient safety. Lawrence Springborg is Queensland's Health Minister. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
Well, I'm a bit amazed, as I'm sure you are, after all the reviews and the changes that came into place after the Patel case. How is this possible?
Well, it's significantly different to the Patel case in a number of ways. In the Patel case, there was a nurse whistleblower required. The matter was swept under the carpet, and when it was actually raised, health authorities actually flew Dr. Patel out of the country with a one-way business class airfare and basically went about covering up the whole thing. What actually happened in this case is a patient presented about 2 weeks ago with complications from surgery, and the hospital board acted immediately to stand the person aside who did the surgery, and then started looking at some of the other cases and found three other cases where they were actually concerned about adverse events and complications. Now, the people who were supervised have actually been stood aside or sacked with regard to this, and now we are investigating it. But the important thing is it was acted on quickly. But the other issue, of course, is that we do tens of thousands of surgery each year, and across the country there are adverse events which are reported on and have to be dealt with every single year. The unfortunate thing about this, of course, is it appears to involve up to three or four patients, I should say, in the case of this particular surgeon. The other thing too, which is different in the Dr. Patel case, is this person was actually credentialed to practice urology in Australia unsupervised.
Right.
Was actually trained overseas in the best hospitals in London, gained qualifications and honours over there as well. We still don't know. I mean, nothing's been proved here, but certainly this is an unacceptable incident. But in the case of Dr. Patel, a person came in, was supposed to operate under supervision, and fraudulently put forward their qualifications. This person has gained qualifications and was credentialed in the country.
Arguably, that makes it more worrying. And for listeners outside Queensland, when you talk of other adverse events, we're talking about a patient having the wrong kidney removed. That's extraordinary.
And that is completely unacceptable. It is not unheard of, but it's completely and absolutely unacceptable.
Have you got any answers as Health Minister as to how that could possibly happen in World Hospital?
We don't, but it does happen in First World Hospitals, and Queensland's not the only place that it does happen, and it's happened here before, and unfortunately it may happen again. But the thing is, there are a number of things behind these sorts of things. A, you can have human error, and as unacceptable as that sounds, when you have human beings, you have human error. B, you can have issues of the competence of an individual, the impairment of an individual, or system failure. Now, it's yet to be established what happened here. Certainly, I think there are some system issues, because you need to be able to have enough processes along the way that if there are issues, you can actually pick it up earlier. But it wasn't until a patient arrived with complications.
Yeah, that was picked up. But forgive me, and I don't wish this to sound flippant, but if a patient wakes up from kidney surgery and the scar's on the wrong side of his abdomen, isn't that a great big red flag that you don't need to wait for a system to kick in to say, we've got an enormous problem here?
Well, look, I don't want to go into speculating, but you don't necessarily have to have the scar on the wrong side of the abdomen. It can take a wrong organ going in from the right side of the abdomen and actually taking the wrong kidney out.
Is that what happened here?
I'm not getting into speculating, but I'm saying that there's a whole range of possibilities. It's unacceptable. It does happen, and it shouldn't happen, but it is unacceptable. But the thing here, can I just also make the point about foreign-trained doctors? In the Queensland health system, of our 3,600 most senior doctors, 1,100 of those, or 29%, gained their primary qualifications overseas. And that's replicated across the country. We have tens of thousands of foreign-trained doctors, highly qualified, and we shouldn't just say it's foreign-trained doctors.
Okay.
There are thousands of Australian doctors that have gained their specialist qualifications overseas as well. But this is more an issue of credentialing and how people are actually reviewed through their process of when they practice, I think, but time will tell.
Okay, let's dig into the details. There is criticism that the hospital despite the fact that you said that they came clean about it all, that they didn't reveal the full details of that kidney operation and that they were slow in disclosing the three other cases under review. And the local Labor MP says, look, there should have been greater transparency and more timely disclosure. Do you think the public has a right to know immediately that something like this happens?
Well, this is absolutely not true. I mean, unfortunately, the local Labor Member of Parliament has forgotten when they were in government and they completely covered up on Dr. Patel in this case.
Okay, so when were you aware?
About the middle of last week, and as soon as I became aware, the hospital board basically had only become aware, and they went public virtually immediately with it when they had enough information, which is completely different to what used to happen in Queensland under our predecessors prior to the introduction of hospital boards. They took immediate action with regards to this. They informed the department. They asked for independent investigations to be done, which are being done. Previously in Queensland, it was swept under the carpet, and there used to be denial and active pursuit of those people that blow the whistle. That does not happen anymore. So they acted virtually immediately once they had enough evidence to stand the surgeon aside, to then sack the executive director of medical services and also stand aside the director of surgery. And that's pretty compelling action immediately.
But you're saying when they had enough evidence, how does that square with the hospital board chairman conceding yesterday that there is a systemic problem in patient safety?
And isn't that beautifully refreshing? Because in the past, no one would have admitted that in Queensland Health. The hospital board chairman I spoke to in September, October last year, he, prior to this incident, he said to me he was concerned, he raised it himself, about a culture that existed, you know, towards dealing with clinical incidents and also patient safety, and they were bringing in reviewers to look at. This is stuff that had gone on in his mind for some considerable period of time. The boards in Queensland are relatively new. Mm. They brought in reviewers. They actually put in place their first ever director of quality and safety, a clinical nurse this year, had already gone about putting in place new procedures, and that happened after this particular incident, as I understand it, and this incident has actually come to light since that time. So they have been concerned about this for some time and have taken proactive steps to deal with stuff that should have been dealt with potentially years ago.
Mm. So listening to you, though, you say, you know, there's not a problem with foreign trained doctors. The system worked to catch a problem, which is putting it mildly. If everything went so right, how did it all go so wrong? I mean, the conclusion you'd have to draw listening to this interview is, oh, well, you just have to accept that sometimes when you go in for an operation, the surgeon might take the wrong kidney. And, you know, we do our best.
No, look, that's not what I'm saying, Ellen. I'm saying...
Forgive me if that sounds flippant, sure, but because sure. Yours is a tremendous job and a problem that's going through Labor and coalition administrations, and you don't register the doctors, I understand. But what's your conclusion as Health Minister on that point?
My conclusion is that we have to have the best possible systems to do what we can to reduce... I wish we could say we could eliminate, but no one's done that worldwide, to reduce to negligible levels the chance of adverse events. Unfortunately, each and every year in our state and our nation, we have dozens, if not hundreds, of serious complaints made against the competence or malpractice of medicos and specialists. And in these events, the important thing is if something happens, to pick it up very, very quickly and to deal with it and to have, hopefully, systems in place with overview that, you know, in an operating theatre, things like this shouldn't happen, but they do. Unfortunately, we have people present every year as well with surgical instruments left inside. We're less and less of that happens, but it does happen. And what we have to do is to make sure that our systems reduce that significantly, hopefully eliminate it, and we can actually deal with these things quickly. Now, what I'm saying is these things shouldn't have happened. The Hospital and Health Board is newly appointed. We've only had them for a while. They were concerned last year about some of the attitudes. They're put in place processes. And because of these sorts of things, and this is an event, I suppose, which actually really backs up what they have been trying to do, should never have happened, but it has happened.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Difficult conversation.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Queensland's Health Minister there, Lawrence Springborg.